The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Adam in London. Adam, will you stop whinging about 34.4 degrees in Kent? What's wrong with you?
Well, you'll have been on tenterhooks as to whether we made it to our record temperature, and indeed we did. I have to say, very much in the south. In the north, inevitably, they had thunderstorms, torrential rain and flash flooding. But, I mean, that's basically what you get, isn't it, with a kind of Indian summer.
Yes. Yes, Adam, you do indeed. Your inequality report.
Yeah, this is from Oxfam, which shows a widening gap, they say, between the haves and have-nots. So that the richest 1% of the UK population own nearly a quarter of the country's wealth. And they say that basically more or less 500,000 rich Brits are worth the same as 13 million poor Brits. Mm. And according to this report, this contributed to the distrust and disconnection that led to the Brexit vote, that basically people aren't happy with a lot, therefore they decided to blame Europe. In fact, the charity is suggesting we ought to be blaming the Prime Minister, or two Prime Ministers, the last one and this one. And they're saying, do something, please, Prime Minister. Do you know, once upon a time, inequality like that would have sparked a revolution. But in 2016, and in a heat wave, I think we just kind of shrug and go, oh, it's not fair, is it? But
well, in life, look, some people do better than others, don't they? Whether it's inequality or whether it's the way the cards fall, I don't know. You're never going to have equal people equal. I don't know whether we're trying to make all people equal. I thought you were going to tell us that you've got a new £5 bill introduced overnight. It's polymer. It can handle a trip through the washing machine without shredding like the paper cash that it's replacing. That's all happened in Britain, thanks to Adam Gilchrist.
Come in.
Yes,
nobody's got one yet. They've only brought in a couple of thousand of them. And live on TV, somebody managed to tear one in half. So I think we're kind of just proving that there's no such thing as anything. Do you remember when CDs came in? They were meant to be indestructible as well. I think our banknotes are a bit like that.
Adam Gilchrist in London.